Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Big day to talk about budgets. Hearing it sounds like we've got a state budget agreement, and it should be official later today. And at the federal level, pretty much the same deal. The House should pass the at least opening of the government with that portion of the bill. And President Trump says he will sign that. Coincidental within hours that both the federal and the state of Pennsylvania will be moving beyond this point. That said, the challenges for many now focused on finance. And one of the things I remember that my dad used to say, why isn't there more education for young people when it comes to money? Simple handling of money, theory of money. That's a great question to ask our next guest. Terrence Bradford is a financial educator and trying to take the stress out of dealing with budgets. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good. So why is it at the lower grade levels that kids aren't really taught about money, especially now since money is less and less changing hands and it's more and more electronic, which doesn't make it any less important?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. It's a great question. It's actually a question I've been asking myself for years and wondering why we don't teach financial literacy from kindergarten up, right? We teach them how to add 1 + 1. But we don't teach them how to compound $1, right? And so if we took the time in our schools, because kids are like sponges, if you teach them early, they'll learn these concepts and be able to apply them later in life for themselves. So I agree with you 1,000%.
That said, it's never too late to learn because it's so important. And the practical part is many young people aren't equipped to deal with the finances. You know, when you start getting to a certain age, you get into college and all of this becomes really important. So where do you start with advising people how to take the stress out of budgeting?
Well, the first thing you have to do is make a decision, right? Whether you want to prioritize or socialize, right? A lot of times we find a lot of people, and you probably heard the term before, lifestyle creep, right? Where people make money and the more money they make, the more they spend, right? So you go from making $50,000 a year to $100,000 a year and you have to upgrade your car. And $100,000 a year to $250,000 a year, you have to upgrade your car again and now get the bigger house. It's just it's a mentality that people have that they have to show off the money that they make instead of trying to figure out how to save, budget, and spend correctly so that their future looks a little bit brighter.
One of the simple things I used to tell my kids, so you're in the grocery store, right, when the kids are little, and they all want something. So take a magazine, for instance, back when they used to publish more magazines.
Yes.
A $4.99, so $5 magazine. So you go, okay, get that sports magazine or get whatever. Just take $5 as an example. And you do that once a week. And then suddenly it's $240 a year. And if you extrapolate that out for 10 years, that's $2,400 that you're going to pay over time just because you want one magazine. And I'll do that with everything that's extemporaneous, and it adds up to mega money over the long term. And that concept escapes a lot of people.
Absolutely. You might have just come up with a new concept for my TV show that we may add to one of our episodes, where if people look back over their lifetime, or maybe over the last 10, 20 years, and just start to add up those things that you just mentioned and how much they spent on them and what do they have to show for it, right? I mean, if we can just change that mentality, if you just make one minor change, one less magazine that you're buying, or one less cup of coffee that you're spending, or buying generic versus name brand, just those little dollars of savings that add up over time and compound over time. Larry, you're 1,000% correct. I love that. I'm actually going to incorporate that into my show. I love it.
Well, you know what people do in general. It's like, oh, it's only a couple of dollars more for this or that. And then there are times when, okay, you're doing that. But overall, to your point and mine is collectively, it's not that hard in the moment to not do it. And over time, it will absolutely pay off. So where do we direct people to get more information on how to be more in tune with their finances?
Well, one of the things we're doing with our show, it's called A Check for Life, Larry. And we just brought on Holly Robinson Pete. You're getting one of the exclusive. Holly Robinson Pete is going to be executive producing the show. And if you go to acheckforlife.com, we're hosting casting calls in Atlanta, actually this weekend, next weekend in Houston, and then Dallas, Los Angeles, and New York. And it's a financial literacy competition show, Larry. And if people want to learn about how to budget, how to invest, how to set up guaranteed lifetime income for themselves, which is my mission. That's the purpose of the show, is I'm trying to help 1 million people set up self-funded pensions for themselves where they can never run out of money. That's the mission of my show. So we created the television show to kind of get that message out there. They can just go to acheckforlife.com and they can do one of two things. They can register to try to be on the show and win the $100,000 financial makeover prize, or they can just set up an account for themselves where we set up their own self-funded pension that they can add to, and when they're ready to turn it on, they get a guaranteed lifetime income check, Larry, money that they can never outlive.
I like the way that sounds.
Yes, sir.
A check for life. The host is Terrence Bradford, our guest, and I'm seeing that you have a casting, national casting tour session in Atlanta this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Too bad it's not next weekend. I'll be there with Pitt taking on Georgia Tech, but I love what you're doing. I appreciate the time this morning.
Absolutely, and good luck to your Panthers.
All right, appreciate you.
Thank you for the time.
Terrence Bradford, again, the host. To Myra Rush from our newsroom in studio.
Hi, Larry.
Morning.
Good morning.
What's trending?
I'm smiling. Smiling.
Well, that's smiles a requirement, I understand now, in some businesses.
Yes, absolutely. Crazy. I want to see how this goes down. So Target is requiring workers to smile at customers in hopes of boosting sales. I mean, they really got beat up with the whole DEI situation. So.
I want them to stop by Chick-fil-A.
I was getting ready to say that.
You know, you can say whatever you want. It makes a difference.
It does.
At every level, when somebody is pleasant.
Gracious.
And they don't have to go overboard. You know, when you ask somebody at Chick-fil-A, would you be able to do this? Yes, it's my pleasure.
My pleasure. Those two words. My pleasure.
They might not mean it. And I've been at the Chick-fil-A in some places. It does vary a little bit. Depends on the intensity.
Yeah, it does. But the majority, more than not, you see them very pleasant. But I think that does matter. It changes
it
the game.
It's like when you go to a restaurant and you walk in the place and it may be busy and nobody acknowledges you from the hostess desk.
Right.
They don't even look at you. They don't want to see you.
No.
And then either when someone says, oh, thanks for coming in. We'll get right to you. Just give me anything to indicate, okay, it's just
to acknowledge you that you're there.
Courtesy.
Absolutely. And then it's either that or they're on their phones. I mean, they're behind the desk, they're looking at, down at their phones.
That's a whole other rabbit hole.
But I mean, it does make a difference. I think more businesses, I think our people around here should smile more.
Hey.
Got you on tape. It does.
Live stream.
When you walk into, I am probably the most loudest person.
You think?
When I walk into the room, you're supposed to have this exuberance about yourself, right? Like, you're supposed to make a
statement. Are you suggesting not all our co-workers are?
No. I mean, it makes a difference when you walk in and people are like, hey, good morning. People walk right past you or by you and with their head down and don't say hi or good morning. That just has to be
so. Now at Target,
really, really,
this is part of your work rules. Is you got to be more pleasant and smile.
I am. I'm always pleasant when you see me. It's rare that you see me, you know, in that place. But when I go there, I'm there for a very long time.
Wicked is coming out next week.
Miss Wicked, call me Miss Wicked.
Speaking of which,
Wasn't nice.
What do you mean?
You said, speaking of which, you calling me a witch?
No. I just say we have tickets to give away for the special advanced screening of Wicked for Good from Universal.
Oh, what a great lead-in.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Cinemark North Hills. Four tickets, so a little family pack. 412-922-1020. Pick a number.
Six.
Of a caller, number six.
Number six.
412-922-1020. We'll send you to see Wicked.
With
for
a smile.
Good. This is supposed to be the end of what? The trilogy.
The trilogy.
Did you see any of those?
No.
What do you do to unwind?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know?
I kind of do. Now that you put it that way.
God, you're so excited. I mean, I just do. I like to talk. I'm a communicator. I have to. That's just who I am. I have to watch the news, but more than not, I am communicating. I'm talking. I want to know what's going on with people because you know what? You never know where people are mentally. And people say it all the time. Just a hello, just a hi, just a smile can change the game for some people. And that's just basically what I do outside of drinking a glass of wine here and there.
Wine is fine.
Wine is fine.
I think
I am fine.
Who made wine at the wedding?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't be that bad. Comes from grapes.
And Anyway.
Remember what Mike Tomlin said, you won't because you don't feel it.
Bright light on me. God, shine a light on me. That's actually a song. I'm sitting here and all of a sudden this bright light is shining on me. Who turned it off? God is talking to me.
Wicked.
It's about to be wicked in here. That's for sure. I wanted to talk to you about the Northern Lights.
Oh, they're beautiful.
I never see it. Do I miss it or is it
my eyes?
It's
not like the North Hills, but you can see them.
I don't know anything about the North Hills. I mean, I'm just saying. But anyway, go, Larry. Real quick.
You can see them from some places here, but they're spectacular in other places north.
Could you see them in the hood?
No. I don't. There's too much ambient light in the city.
Oh, well, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you, T. Thanks for smiling.
I always smile. I'm so happy.
Except when you don't. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Larry Richard going through the details with anchorman Paul Rasmussen of overall good news at the federal level and state level. Who would have ever thought, Paul, after 43 days for the shutdown from our government out of Washington, that the impasse, which is 120 days plus in the state, would end almost at the exact same time?
How's that for strange? I don't think you could stage something like that.
Coincidence?
Hmm.
Meanwhile, so where do you want to start to sort through what this means and what's going on and what we can expect today?
Okay, in Washington first? Okay, well, the U.S. House is voting this afternoon. I think it's at 4 o'clock, we heard yesterday from our source at CBS. And the vote is expected to go down along party lines, just like it did early this morning in a House committee. All Democrats voted no, all the Republicans voted yes, but there were enough votes to advance it to the full House. There was an attempt to make an amendment to continue the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. These are subsidies that have been added to the initial subsidies. These were added on during the pandemic. They've been extended a couple of times. So this is what the Democrats have been fighting to restore, or at least maintain. So they get to the House today. The House has a two-vote majority for the Republicans. If everybody flies in formation, which you assume that's going to happen, that will pass and head for the president's desk. And we're told in one of our stories here that if the shutdown ends, that federal workers could be back on the job as soon as tomorrow.
And we anticipate the president signing it, assuming it gets to his desk today. Now, in terms of the SNAP benefits, there's a Supreme Court ruling that they pushed back purposefully, we think, to it will not matter if they get this settled today, or will it?
Well, actually, I guess that the White House was told by a federal judge to pay full SNAP benefits for November. And then the administration appealed to the Supreme Court, and they put a hold on that temporarily. They've extended that hold into tomorrow, which means that if the House passes the package today to restart the government, President signs off, they'll be back to normal anyway.
The other issue that a lot of people are dealing with is air travel. It's caused mega problems across the country. We've been overall fortunate here in Pittsburgh. TSA workers, by and large, and air traffic controllers have showed up to work here, but that's not the case in many places, and it's caused, along with the mandate to cut back flight operations, it went from 4% to 6% and may go to 10% yet.
Now, last I looked, Larry, this morning we're dealing with around 900 canceled flights so far, more than 400 delays. And one of the things that popped up in the story that I've been passing along that I've included in it was that ticket sales for Thanksgiving travel are slower now. People are saying, well, maybe not.
And you're one of them.
Right.
Right, because you wanted to go see family on the West Coast in Seattle, and you had to take a detour from what you would have done for Thanksgiving, right?
Right. I think that this is going to take time at the airports to shake out. I don't think we're going to see a very quick recovery. I think that this will come back online kind of like we've seen it spool down, the number of cuts, like 4%, 5%, etc. I think that It's going to take a few days for the air traffic controllers to get back in place and for the airlines to be able to resume their schedules, because they've got a lot of passengers that they're trying to accommodate from the canceled flights.
Yeah, so it's not going to unwind overnight for the air traffic control part of this whole equation. Now, back to the state, the budget impasse is settled and should get signed this afternoon. Talking to State Senator Jay Costa, him along with Kim Ward, two of the key members, there are obviously many others, but came to this budget. No tax increase, I think, is something people want to take away right out of the gate.
And the reason why people are optimistic about things happening quickly now, as Jay Costa told us in your interview, the Senate Appropriations Committee passed this budget bill, this compromise bill. So the full Senate gets it for a vote today. And Senator Costa indicated that they'll try to, you know, take that up and pass it today. Now, the House has been called back into session in Harrisburg. So House members are on their way back. And my guess is that they'll get the bill tomorrow and then hopefully do the same.
And then he felt confident that they could start dispersing funds that have been held back because of the delay there. Other than that, I mean, but what is or are the odds of the coincidence that both of these things might be settled within hours of each other?
Inestimable. I can't imagine. I would have never guessed that we would be doing both stories on the same morning.
But it would take over a short period of time a lot of anxiety out of a lot of people. SNAP beneficiaries, we've heard some people got their SNAP benefits in Pennsylvania on Friday, and we talked to others who did not. And you said that it says some of the benefit recipients in Pennsylvania, 2 million, received their money Friday.
By the way, I just ran across a SNAP-related story. We got a sound clip here that I just ran across just a few moments before we started this segment. In an AP interview, the owner of Sprankle's Neighborhood Market, Ryan Sprankle, says that the freeze on SNAP benefits caused by the government shutdown has hurt both his store and his customer. Here's what he said.
Sales not being there affects everybody's wages, affects everybody's hours, and let's face the facts too. The people that should be here buying the product, they're not buying the product, so they're going without the product. They're going without meals.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this last week. That trickled down very real to all the grocers around the region. There's 2 million people with money to spend in their grocery stores that didn't.
You might remember back in the campaign for the presidency, Sprankles was a Trump campaign stop.
I remember that. Can you imagine being in there and Donald Trump walks in? Yeah. Sprankles!
With the whole entourage, the Secret Service and the media. And
what'd he buy, a bag of chips or something, I think. All right, so that brings you up to date with where we stand right now. And overall, it is good news.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.